Okay, no. Testing with bass. Well, I can't test with bass. The last time on Wednesday, we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off with an important line called Shachapti Bishmi Yosoi Yeshavti Esnitzkoi. We saw in Rashi two pshatim what that means. Because Shachapti Bishmi Yosoi Yeshavti Esnitzkoi, what does Yeshavti mean? Anything which I was obligated to look after, that's called Shachapti Bishmi Yosoi. I was obligated to look after it. So one chapter of Rashi was I was the cause for the damage. I was the cause for the damage. The fact that I didn't look after it is what made it happen. And that's why I have to pay. And the second chart was Hirshavti means that I have to be mesaken the damage that I have. Something which I was obligated to look after, I have to be mesaken. Explaining Rashi, the two Mahalkim. The first Mahalak of Rashi seems to hold that the reason why a person's chayav to pay if his animal damages is not because just like he has to pay for what he damages, so do you have to pay for what your property damages. Rather, the reason why you have to pay is because you were negligent. Because it was you were negligent. It's like Odom HaMazik, type of Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik b'yadayim, and Odom HaMazik by not looking after things. And that's from the first Rashi, because Shachapti es b'mishmirosoi, if I had to look after it and I didn't, if Shachapti es nizkoi, I was the cause of the hezek. Meaning it's an Odom HaMazik, time of an Odom HaMazik. The second shot was saying there's no right for it. It could be, according to the second shot of Rashi, the reason why you have to pay is because just like a person has to pay for what he does, so he has to pay for what his animal does. But at the end of the day, it's Mom and HaMazik. It's not to do with him, it's to do with his mind. Obviously, if he guarded it and it damaged, although it's his Mom that damaged, but in a Sachon you don't need to pay it. But you damn it, you guarded it. But if you're looking for the reason why you have to pay, the reason why you have to pay is because something called Momoin Hamazon. Your money damaged. And therefore, just like you're obligated to look after what you damage, you have to pay for what your animal damages as well. That was all I've done for last week. But Tonarabon, let's start the Gemara. Tonarabon. Goshachapti bishmirosoi. That's the words opening line of the Mishnah. Ketzad. So now the Gemara gives an example of a case where a person was meant to look after something, and because he was lax in looking after something, he now needs to pay. What's the example? Ketzad. Somebody had an ox, or somebody dug a pit. And instead of looking after himself, he gave it over to a cherish, straight to the cotton. These are people that don't have ability to look after things well. So he gave over the cherish to the cotton, and his zikah and damaged. The show damaged, the boy damaged. Chayim v'shalim, he has to pay. So why does he have to pay? Because chavti b'shmi also. Because since I was obligated to look after my thing. And I didn't do that because I gave over to Cheshit. So I need to pay. Mashenkin by Sher and Bo, you have to pay. By Eish, you don't need to pay. Although Sher and Bo, you have to pay, Eish, you don't. If I give over an Eish to Cheshit, I don't need to pay. Obvious question is, what's the difference? Right? That's the obvious question. What's the difference? Why by Sher and Bo you have to pay and by Eish you don't? So, afraid the Gemara, what are we talking about? I tied up a Sher well and I covered over a boy and then I gave it over to the Cheshit of a. And yet, what's the din? What did we say the din was? I'm chayef for that. Even though I gave over something which was protected, I'm chayef. So, what's the difference? So the equivalent of giving over something which is protected is a gecheres. I gave over a coal. A coal, if you leave a coal in the hand of a chayshidukot, nothing should happen. It's not flame. You need somebody to fan it. Nobody's fanning it, so it's protected.
You put a hot coal down. Right.
Yeah, in that part, yeah. But we're talking that part, of course, you have to pay. That's not because I gave over to Cheshire. We're talking about it went and damaged something else. Right? So it went to damage something else, and that you wouldn't have to pay.
But the house, again, was a hot coal down, then eventually the house takes fire.
If the coal would automatically make the house catch fire, then you're right. You're talking about coal that needs the wind to fan it. It needs somebody to fan it. So that on its own is protected. I mean, it's not put down in a place that where it's flammable and made of things will automatically burn more. It needs the wind. So since as it is now, it's protected. You need someone to fan it. Nobody's fanning it. So it should be good. So why? And we're saying, my gechel is your bottle. So my shno ocho. Why should it be that by kechel is your potter, and by shoy and bo your chayiv? What's the question? Which one don't we understand? The shoy, the boy, or the kechel is? I mean, do you think the kechel should be chayiv? Interesting. You would say opposite?
So we're saying the kechel is, even though it's hot, it's containing things.
Right. The Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, shoy and bo your chayiv to pay. Eish your potter to pay. And we're saying that the equivalent of shor and bo, which is it's tied up, is a gecheles. Gecheles is also tied up. So maishna hocha, maishna hocha. So asking which one of them is the Gemara saying maishna hocha? Why is it that by shor and bo you chayiv, or why is it by gecheles you potter? Which one's the muskarishan to be potter?
The bo is covered.
The bo is covered. The shor is covered. So muskarishan should be that should be potter for everything. Maishna hocha, maishna hocha. Why should it be that I'm behind for anything? I should be potter for all three. And indeed, that's what the Gemara carries on. What the Gemara carry on? I'm stressing this because in places speaks out. I want to stress as we learn it. So when we learn Tesis, yeah, it's possible. That's how we learn. Yeah, okay, that's true. So
this is my sense. The board that's covered doesn't need share of the clock.
Very good.
It's you've done your job.
Right.
So what's the difference between the share of the
Very good. So for that, just put it down, that question. It's a good question. It needs to be avonah. If by the end of the sugi we don't have an answer, that means we have another sugi problem. Right? Hello. So we've got a question. Dov is asking a basic question. What's the cheshit we've got to go to do here? I've seen Rashi. This is too mahalcha. Hello. Vishor muta. So we said we had a kasha. Right? Kasha was, what's the difference between the two? Which we're understanding, meaning that it should be also part of the shoy and boy. Hello, the shoy muter or boy megule. So we must be talking about shoy that untied. That was what we didn't understand. Why should it be chayv for shoy? It must be bemet that the shoy is untied. And it must be bemet the boy is megule. And now I understand why you are chayv for shoy and boy, because you left it uncovered. You left it untied, and you gave it to Chayv Shoy Dukot. They're not going to look after it. So what's the equivalent of Shoy that's untied regarding Ish? A flame. Shoy can go out and damage. A flame can go out and damage. You don't need any fanning. It's a flame already. So why is it that you're now potter with the flame? The Kavosei Gabi Ish, the equivalent of that by Ish is Chaleves. Ashen came by Ish the potter. What, you're saying by Ish your potter? Why should that be? If you're telling me that Shoy and Boy, the reason why Chayv is because it's a wild thing, it can go out. So by Ish is also the same. Ish Lokish holds, if you give over a flame to Cheshit Bekotter, since the flame could go off on its own, you're Chayv for it. So again, we don't understand. So what's the difference? What did the Brisa mean? What's the difference between a shoy and boy? A yochayev and an eshi, a part of a manashah. If you're talking about something tied up, you should be part in all three. If you're talking about something wild, it should be chayev all three. Oh my, Yishlokish, Mishmeita Chizkiya, Yishlokish, Sizzling Chizkiya, That what we learned, that if you give a bechesh to a caught on fire, your potter, that's only if you gave over a gacheles, the libo, and the cherish fanned it. That you're not chayful. Aval shaleves, if you give over a flame, and the cherish took the flame and burnt something down, chayful. You are chayful, my time, eh? Because it's boyezik, you've got the damaging item is there. You don't have to create it. The cherish didn't need to create the damaging item. The flame is there. So if you give over a flame to cherish to the cotton, of course you're chayiv.
What's there?
Bori. Bori. Bori means certain. It's there.
Sure.
I'm bori v'shemo. You've heard of that? Bori v'shemo? Bori v'shemo. If I have an argument with you and I say, you owe me money, and you say, I don't know. That's called bori v'shemo. I'm coming with a certain claim and you're coming with an uncertain. And that's the same thing here. If you have a flame, it's not that maybe this is will be a damaging force. This is a certain damaging force. So if I give over to Cheshit Vekata, of course I'm going to be chayv.
Full
flame. Not that he has to fan. So we're left here with the question. What's the difference between Shoy and Boy, where we say, if you give over to Cheshit Vekata, you're chayv for it. And Eish, if you give over to Cheshit Vekata, you're pot. If the Shoy and Boy are tied up, it should be pot for all three. If the Shoy and Boy are loose, then the equivalent is the fire that's a fire, should be chayv for that as well. That's the question. So now, Rashi, we're going to see an answer to the Gemara, and we're going to learn it in Rashi. And when we learn in Rashi, our eyes should pop out. If they don't pop out, if we haven't understood it.
Lit.
It's not considered ish. A gecheles is lit. Is ish only if somebody fans it or if a ruach
masuya fans it? It's not yet ish, as opposed to Shabbat, which is on the story.
Right.
So gecheles, even though it's lit, it's contained, so it's not whole.
It's like a tied up thing. It could break out, could fan it, but it's not. At the moment now, it's contained. Protected. So we're going to learn the Gemara Ahala, but I just want to see Rashi first, okay? Masha'enkin ve'esh, get the fire should come on. The Gemara is going to explain. Gacheles, second Rashi on the Gemara, Gacheles, she'ino b'eres. And Gacheles is not burning, elin kein libo iso, unless you fan it. Shalheves, what's a shalheves? Shemosa oi meruba. He gave over a flame that is already fanned. The Cherish. He gave over to Cherish. Ah, the potter? You're going to say the potter with me? How can it be? Like Rini said in Pega Krinis. Now that one, that lock is, you give over to Cherish. It's your potter. Loishanom. That's in there. Habeyo miyat Cherish. Shoito v'kotter. Someone who sends a fire in the hands of a fish into a cotton, the potter of the odom. That's only a law. Kishemosolo, Gacheles, Filibo. He gave him the call and he fanned it. Who fanned it? Filibo, you saw Hakesh. The Hakesh fanned it. But if you give him a flame, then you will be chayv. Why? Because it's Bori Hezeke. Mevura Hezeke. The damage is clear to everyone. That this is a damaging force. Shehi mezumen esadik. It's clear to everyone that this flame is mezumen, is ready to damage. Bori means mezumen, is ready. So you said the same word. Okay, so that's the kasha of the Gemara. What's the difference between shoy, bori, and ish? All clear? Kasha is clear. So now we see the turrets. And here the turrets is where things get jumpy. Loilom, sure we are by the little Zion of the Gemara. Loilom, you see the little Zion? First word of the line is Chayiv.
Oh, okay.
Loilom, Vishoy Kosho, Uboy Machuse. We're talking about the Met, a tied up show, and a covered pit. Well, the kavasa gabi eish, and obviously then equivalent by eish is a gacheles. So the omas maishna ocho, maishna ocho. That question which we had, maishna ocho, meaning what does the question mean? Is why you chayev for shoyim goy, so it's protected. Answers the Gemara, ocho shoy darkel in tuki, goy darkel in tui. Shoy, it's normal for a shoy to snap out. A boy, it's normal for a boy for the roof to cave, for the cover to come to cave in, and turi to get warm, to fall in. Not shy, it's to fall. Yeah, boy darke lin turi. It's normal for the cover of the pit to fall in. But gecheles, that coal, come out the shoviklo, the more you leave it, ma'amya. Anya va Oslo. It gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until it goes out. What now is the Antigmara? Antigmara was, why is that Amchai? If I give him a boy that's covered to a Cheshit, we go to why am I Chayev? Answer is because the cover which you gave is going to cave in.
So it's not really.
Eventually. Therefore.
What about the cover?
If the cover's moving anyhow, then it would have fallen anyhow, whether or not that it's he to not cover it, it's the thing to not cover.
So what are you asking?
So the covering was insufficient, not who you left it with.
Right. That's the first cash on the rash. Rashi said, yeah, it's anyway going to snap out. It's anyway going to cave in. So the question is, why are you talking about giving over to Cheshit Mekotan? If it's anyway going to cave in, you never covered it properly. You're chayav because you didn't cover it. Nothing to do with the Chesh. Right?
You said that the
Chesh,
right now, is it's kind of like, so the wood carving, the head, it's small. This seems to be a solid piece of wood.
Leaving a pit in half an hour is going to cave in, is leaving an open pit. Because in half an hour, someone's going to fall in. But leaving a coal that's not fanned, in half an hour, it's going to be even colder.
Right. Otherwise,
only for half an hour, only maybe for 10 years, whatever it is, however long it is. But you left something that over time is going to fall in, and then we have it locked up, matching in the coal, and just going to be my army balls is going to get right. So the question is, like I'm sure it's saying, so what's the difference by giving it to Cheshita? You didn't lock it up properly, that's the point. Let's see, Rashi. And then what we're going to do, we're going to learn Tosis. Well, the Tosis is the pshat that is easy to understand. And then after doing Tosis, we have to now work out what Rashi.
So if you had that, you covered it with a solid piece of wood. There was no person, that's not a shear at all.
But if it's going to get uncovered afterwards, then you haven't covered it properly.
So you can never cover a pit. The Torah was like that.
You can never cover a pit.
I mean, most piece of metal.
Right. So all you're asking, you're saying that how do you ever, what the Torah says, you cover a pit is good. What's the case?
It's never covered.
Okay. So well, it could be that, yeah. So you have the second question. That's okay. First question of Rabbi Yeshua is, if you didn't cover it well, then what's the point of creation in cotton? Yeah, anyway, Chaim, you didn't cover it well. And you're asking that, so how do you ever cover a pit, right?
So
no, it's clear. Sorry, you
covered it.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, we're going to see. But first, it's Rashi.
Didn't we have a Gemara that said you didn't have to check it? Because when the worms came from under it, he was under because it
was the nicker, the sevastoja, he didn't see it. Okay, I was talking about where it came well quicker than he thought it would. We'll see. In the end, we'll see Shan Rashi with the Rabban to explain it. But first, I want to see what Rashi says and see if Rashi is saying anything like we're learning anyway. Show Darkin and Tuki. You see there, Rashi? First word in the line after is Vahavelin. Show Darkin in Tuki. Vahavelin Asuki Daite. He should have thought. Shapilo Eina Kreyush Matir. even if the Chesh wouldn't have untied it. It might say what happened is the Chesh untied it. But he should have thought that even if it wouldn't have been for the Chesh, so if it had to, it's up to me. The animal itself will get out on its own. Ilgok Shmir Uhi. Therefore, he did the bad Shmir. I feel like Tir Chesh, and therefore, even if at the end of the day, it wasn't him that it didn't snap out. It was the Chesh that untied it. Chayim Balashoy, the Balashoy is Chayim. So Rashi is really answering Shura's Kasha. Shura, the Kasha, if you didn't guard it well, then why are we bringing in Chesh to Mekotah? So Rashi's answering that. Here, I didn't guard it well because it was going to snap out. But ultimately, what happened in the end? How did it get loose? The Chesh did it. So maybe I could say, so it wasn't me, it was the Chesh that did it. Says Rashi, no, but since you didn't do a good guarding in the first place, because eventually you would have anyway got out. So your chayv, even though the reason why I got out was because of a chesh. So giving it to the chesh is not the reason why you're chayv, but you might have thought you'd be bot if you give it to a chesh, because it was the chesh that did it. It anyway would have got out. But what actually made it go out? What made the animal go? It was the chesh. So maybe I'm not chayv for that. Says the Gemara, no, since your guarding wasn't a good guarding because it would have got out anyway, you're chayv even if a chayrish didn't.
As opposed to the kacheles, which would go out by itself,
right,
as a chayrish did it.
Right. So kacheles, I did a good guarding. And a chayrish then went and found it, it has nothing to do with me. I'm actually going to speak in a minute. I say, okay, by the case of the animal, well, I was less in my guarding. That wasn't the reason why I went out. The reason why he got out was because of a chayrish. So you might have thought you'd be potter. For what that chayrish did. That itself we need to have understanding. If we met there's a harmony of potter for what the chayrish does, so why we met him, my friend? I was lax in my garden because it would have got loose eventually. But that's not why it damaged. It damaged because of something which I wasn't meant to think about. Chayrish undoing it. So why itself would that be a reason to be chayim? It's not the reason why it damaged.
But once you left it,
it's not the reason why it went and damaged. What would be if I did a guarding, I guarded insufficiently, and the reason why it damaged was something else completely. Am I chayim for that?
The animal did it?
Something else happened. You know what? I didn't guard it well. And then a ganav came and took the animal out and damaged. Am I chayv for that or not? So I didn't guard it well, but that wasn't the reason why it damaged. The reason why it damaged is because somebody else caused it to damage. Am I chayv for that? Yes or no? But that's what's happening here. We're seeing a chayrish. For what the chayrish does, you wouldn't be chayv. But you don't have to think that's what a chayrish is going to do. But because you didn't guard it well, that's why you are going to be a chayv. Why should that be?
Well,
if it's true, you're not chayv for chayrish stuff. That's what the master man writes.
If my thing struck and burnt up the rope, whatever it was that's keeping it out, then yeah, then I think that he wouldn't be liable for that because he did that be honest. If it was this thing that came, they intentionally
intentional though and intervene in a sense and untie it. Okay. So it wasn't tied well, but that's not the reason why it damaged.
Would I be a chayv?
No. So that's what happened then. It wasn't tied well, and a chayv came and untied it. Am I gonna be a chayv that? No, you're not. Rashid says it. Even though it's a chayrish that undid it, which is a reason to be bottled, because it's not meant to think that chayrish is going to be untying things. Even though it's a chayrish that undid it, the reason to be bottled, I'm still going to be chayrish because I didn't lock it up well in the first place.
This thing,
it does.
You assigned the chayrish.
I want to ask you a question, David. According to Rashi, is assigning a chayrish a reason to be chayiv or a reason to be potter? Is assigning a cherish an act of pshia or not?
No.
Rashi's mashma, it's not a pshia. Because Rashi says, even though it was a cherish that untied it, I'm going to still be chayav. Meaning, Rashi says, you would have thought if it's a cherish that did it, I shouldn't be chayav for. Because I wasn't pshia. Cherish is not something you have to think about, that maybe a cherish is going to untie it. It's not something you have to think about. But nevertheless, you're going to be chayav because you didn't lock it up well.
If the animal
goes out on its own, I'd be chayav.
Right.
Because I didn't knock it out well. But that's not what happened there. What happened there was a hirsch undid it. So maybe I shouldn't be chayav.
Isn't a hirsch
sort of
like a
rodent? So yeah, no, that's what global the point. Is Rashi learning that? That's how Dovid understood. Is Rashi learning that the hirsch is like a rodent? So yeah, meaning I was negligent leaving it with a hirsch. Or is Rashi learning that the living with a cherish is no negligence?
But that's something to do with
it
because of the...
If it's a rotmutsuya, then I was negligent by leaving with a cherish.
Doesn't have balance.
No, it's two negligences going on here. Two acts of
negligence. Is it negligent leaving with a cherish?
No.
No, so not two negligences.
No, but the wind is also not negligent.
Yes, of course it is. If I leave something where wind can come and can fan it or undo it or something, of course I'm negligent. I leave something in Rotmutsuya, that's as if I was negligent.
Right.
So is leaving an animal tied up with a cherish, is that an act of negligence? Without the cherish. If I would have taken a rope that's dead strong, it's a chain that's not going to get snapped, and I left it with the key with a cherish, am I chayav for the fact that the cherish lets it loose?
In that case, yes.
No, Rashi said no.
No, but he said the key and everything, the animal tweaked it out that way.
Sure. So I wouldn't be chayav. Why? Because I locked up well, and the fact that cherish untied it, that's not my bayah. Rashi said, even though it was the cherish that untied it, you're still chayav. If Rashi says, even though the cherish untied it means that leaving something with the cherish is not a reason to be chayav. And the chiddush is that here you are. Even though you left it with a chiddush, you are chayav.
He's chayav because he left because he didn't tie it properly.
Right.
So that meaning that even if the chiddush never intervened, the animal still
would have eventually got out. But it didn't get out because of that. So why am I chayav? You're right. Had the chiddush not untied it, it would have got out eventually, and in, let's say, another half a year, it would have caused damage.
So in that case, then he didn't do anything by leaving with the chiddush or not leaving with the chiddush, because the chiddush had nothing to do with it. Really, the shear has to do with the initial time. It was no good.
What?
Okay.
Now that's not what the reason was why it damaged. It didn't damage because of that. It didn't damage because of that original negligence. It damaged because the cherish came and untied it. So why am I chayav?
The
Yossi's not here because he's like the first thing he, every time he's like, well, very good. I was pesheah by leaving this rope loose. I'm an anoinus. The fact that the cherish untied it. But man, the fact that Chirish unties something is a reason to be potter. But here not. Because since you were Peshay in the original tying up, so Mele Tchilose Bipshir, it's safe by Oynes. And Tchilose Bipshir is a very
good.
That's how they're unbound. So Mele could be a chain, which can't be undone. So I wasn't Peshay with the chain.
Right, so then it's...
And then the Chirish came and fiddled with the lock and opened up. I'd be potter.
Right.
Right?
Even though you give the key to the... He doesn't have seichel.
He doesn't have a seichel.
Rashi's learning, even though a cherish doesn't have seichel, the fact that you leave something with a cherish is not a reason to be chayav. Right, yeah? You see from the gecheles. I left the gecheles with a cherish. We could go naf-naf. We could do a barbecue. I'm not chayav. Why? Because I did a good shmir. The fact that somebody else will come and do it, I'm not chayav for that. So here the chiddush was that even though you locked out in a way that says Rashi, you didn't do a good locking out, but that's not the reason why it happened. The reason is because of the chiddush. You're still climbing.
That's because of the shear at the beginning.
Yeah. What was the shear? Says Rashi in Turi. It's normal for it to enter it, to fall in. Limpoil, to fall. See, noshal in Hebrew is to fall. Shin and tof, into chin. So from noshal, we got two, notal. Linturi means little to fall. Hilka shmir raw here. He did a bad shmir. Afilu gileo cheresh. Again, the same thing, says Rashi. Afilu gileo cheresh. Even the cheresh was the one that uncovered it. So he would avoid being potter because the cheresh is not his mummy. But he's still chayim, balamoy chayim, meshalim, sheloy shomoy kiro, or he didn't do a good shmir. Since he didn't do a good shmir, he's going to be found. So one second to have answered, that leads to questions of Yeshua, but we're left with the question of dogs. So how do you ever do a good shmir with a shoy? Darkil in tui, so how can you do a shmir with a shoy? How do you do a shmir with a boy? Darkil in tui, in tui, falls in. So what's the case? And if he didn't do a good shmir, so it's possible he should be chayav, right? So, what's the chidush? But Rashi says clearly he didn't do good shmir. Shmir ro'ohi. Afilu gileo chesh parabay chayav shal. Then the Gemara says, Ma'am ya'am ya ba'ozla. Ma'i deliba chesh. That was the chesh. Found it. Le ramya ale de balga cheles. That's sukiya da'itei. The balga cheles. Didn't have to think about it. Not mutal on the Baal Gecheles to think that maybe the Cheresh is going to find. So he says what Rashi learned. We're going to learn Tosis. We're going to learn Rashi learned. He's going to argue. But when Rashi learned, he didn't do a good shmir. He didn't do a good shmir. He did a shmir that eventually would snap. Eventually would fall in. And what's the Chiddush here? The Chiddush is, despite the fact that it wasn't the reason why he damaged, rather it was because of the Cheresh. A cheresh was the one untied. A cheresh was the one uncovered it. Despite the fact it was the cheresh that did it, it's still going to be chayav. Why? Because you didn't do a good shmir. Hashem came back a cheresh where you did do a good shmir. So then you're not chayav for what a cheresh does. What the cheresh does, the rami alei the balg a cheresh sugidaiti. The balg a cheresh didn't have to have it on his head to think about what a cheresh will do.
Super difficult though that it cuts out. You give them a pull, loses, and it starts blowing more. The more you lose, then you fan them. That's what kids do. That's what a parish cuts. And so why wouldn't that be considered rotten sweeping?
Yeah, so kind of it's not rotten. Yeah, that's us. You see not seeing the army about girls.
Yes, well,
and the case,
yeah.
And it's really not. See, it's not called to grow. It's wrong. So you're right. Can I start off with it? It's an act done by another human being which is not considered a wrong. We'll see. We'll have a bit of a beer once we've seen faces. We'll come back to Rashi, where I'm not going to ask difficult to explain this. But for the time being, at least we should get the basics from Rashi. Rashi is learning, giving something to Chesh is a reason to be what? Giving some of the Chesh reason to be proper.
Because of the Chesh.
Well, we'll have to learn the longness of Rashi. It's a Chiddush. It sounds a Chiddush. Giving some of the Chesh reason to be proper. We'll have to see that in Rashi. The longness, we'll have to work. But at least for what is Rashi saying? Giving something to Chesh reason to be proper. The reason why he's chayav is because he didn't do a good shmir. So if he didn't do a good shmir, so of course he's chayav. First of all, we have the Thomas question. So how do you ever do a good shmir? What is a shmir for an animal? Yeah, what are we referring to? We're coming to a man here where he just did a shmir with a piece of straw, and then he didn't do a shmir. Right? So what does Rashi mean by he didn't do a good shmir? Right? So didn't do a good shmir. Didn't do a good shmir, of course. And if you're gonna say that he didn't do a good shmir, and that's the reason why he's tired. So what exactly is Chirish here adding in the story? So that we've already seen Rashi answer the point of Chirish adding the story is. First part of this. According to Rashi, a cheresh is the reason to be potter. And that's the chiddush. Even though it was the cheresh that did it, you're still going to be chay. Why? Because you were negligent in your shmir. Exact mechanism, dynamics of how it works, you have to still learn. That's the way Rashi learned. If you go over to Tosis learned what we would have thought is a more poshut pshat. Means we're understanding giving over something to a cheresh is a reason for Okay, that's what we answer. That's how Tosis went. So let's see. Tosis Nivamasel show Ovid in Tuki. Yeah, I know we missed that. You know, we'll do the Tosis before that as well. What does it mean, show kosher? Says Tosis, Pirush, Kiro. What does Tosis mean to say? So Reb David saying and Reuven saying he's arguing with Rashi. We'll see if you're right about that. But what is Tosis saying, first of all? You're saying what? There's some machlokes there. It's more fun.
It's tied up properly.
Says Tosis has to be talking about the tied up properly. Why? The Ibis Shaloi, if it wasn't done properly, remember, Akoyin is saying it there. Remember the first mission we once learned together years ago? Akoyin is saying it there. Menor the follow-up, what's the word after that? Kiro, he did a good shmir. Kiro is a shmir of Ura. Wasn't there a shmir of Ura? The shmir of Ura. That's called Kiro. He did a good shmir, something which is what was required from him. So it was tied up Kiro. You don't need to have Shalshele Shal Barzel. You need something which is a normal rope that can hold it in normal. Says to instance, the Ibis Shaloi Kiro, if he didn't tie it up properly at all, Lav Klum, that's not called tied up. If I tie up with a piece of straw, it's not called tying up. That's not tying up, right? And the Gemara said, the two options were either tied up or loose. I mean, if we're talking about tied up, we mean tied up properly. There's no such thing as tying up not properly. That's called loose, right? Says Tosis, the Ibis Shaloi Kiro Lav Klum. We haven't done anything. First question, Tosis. So when we talk about tied up, we mean tied up. Right? I've got another raya. It must be tied up. Because Midaparach, the Gemara then asks, Maishna Hocha, what's the difference between the Shoy and the Kacheles? Meaning, Kiloima, if the Shoy is tied up, what did we mean to say? Remember, I asked you, how do you understand? What do you mean, Maishnoacha? Why should it be that you are part of the Gecheles? So why should it be that you're chayav for the show? If we're talking about tied up, if Mar said we're talking about tied up, Maishnoacha, why should it be chayav? That was the Gemara's cash. Maishnoacha, Midaparach, Maishnoacha, Kaloima, Vishneem, Oyelem, Li, Potter. You should be Potter. If it's not tied up properly, then of course it shouldn't be possible. So you ask, Maishnoach or Maishnoach. How do Tosis know that it means they both should be potter? Midahada Mokilo, the next stage of the Gemara was, you're right, the reason why you're chayiv is because it's talking about showing mutter, a show that's untied, but by Megula. That means when the Gemara was saying that you should be potter because the Gemara understood we're talking about tied up. Tied up means tied up properly, as opposed to untied. So Tosis is saying, it's the same story again and again in Tosis. When the Gemara said, show kosher, it means kosher properly. Because if it's not kosher properly, then it's not tied. And the Gemara was clear that if it was tied up, it should be potter. And if it's a loose connection that wasn't properly tied, then it should be potter. So that's clear, we're talking about that it is tied up properly. Says Reb Reuven, Tosis the Rashi was chodik on that. Why? Because what did Rashi say? How do you know Rashi was chodik? Rashi said, even had the Chesh not untied it, it would have snapped. Look at Shmir or Shmir Roh. You haven't done a good Shmir. Sounds like that's what Reuven's half is. The Rashi is going to come to Jesus. And Rashi learned we're talking about a Shmir that wasn't good, which is very, very hard to understand. Because, like Jesus says, the Hemshach of the Gemara is clean. We're talking about a choice between either tied or not tied. If you're leaving something which is not tied, then it's not tied, then that's not called tied. So what's... So, although you'd like to say Rashi's pedigontasis, we'll have to see Rashi can't be pedigontasis. This has to be MS. It's a choice in the Gemara between tied and not tied means tied means tied properly and not tied means not tied. So we have to work out Rashi. Time being, Rashi is difficult. Now, how does the learn show all be linked to? Pirish Rashi. Afilu beloi chesh. Even without a chesh, thou coil into Gimeilov. It's going to snap on its own. Bachin boy. Simli boy, thou coil into Gimeilov. It's going to fall in on its own. Because, fake tases. Al koch, we're in the taste of the master show of Lintugi. Because, thou koch, because, show you, Vicky say you we must be talking about a case where it was tied and covered properly. No, we're talking about that. Kidapirish, like I just explained in the previous places, we must be talking about it was properly covered. See if it's properly covered, they come on now. Later on, we're going to learn Kiseu Kuro, we bottle. Like I've got pointed out before. The Torah says clearly if you cover your bottle, what's the case? If it's darkening Tuli, what's the case? To say that we're talking about a case where it wasn't done properly, that can't be. We just said it must be talking about it was covered properly. If it was covered properly, you're going to be bottled. So what's Rashi mean? Dying to understand Rashi, we could say that he covered over with a piece of paper. And that's why the animal will fall in. And that's why you're crying. They're covering over with a piece of paper. It's not called kuro. It's not called kosher. It's not called mechus. It's called being open. So Rashi can't be talking about being covered over with a piece of paper. But if you'd covered over with a proper cover, the major taste should be high. That's Tosis Kash. The Mishnah says, you say a kuro report. So the major taste is going to run a different shot to Rashi and he's going to have shot. That's the way we would have all thought beforehand. But in a parish, when it says darkening tuki means with the cherish. He leaves something with a cherish. What cherish going to do? You leave a kid with a rope. What's it, with the rope that's tied? What's the kid going to do? Play around and try and undo it. So it's darkening tuki because of the cherish. It's darkening tuki because of the cotton. And that's why you're a pesheya. The gora. It's worse, Mishum de Mosa le Cheish. Not like Rashi, they're giving it to Cheish as a reason to be bottled. No, a fool. Giving it to Cheish as a reason to be negligent. But Gecheles is not so bad. The Ein Dalkil in love is Gecheles. It's not normal for a Cheish to fan a Gecheles. Gemoy, she Dalkil in Tuki show. In contrast to the derech for it to untie the show, pull into it, boy, to loosen up the cover of the pit. Why? The kama the shovig lo cheresh ma'am yalo le'osno. The more the cheresh leaves it, the better it gets. So we have a show. A show is a wild animal. It's always there. It's always the wildness. Always there. You left it with the cheresh. What's the cheresh going to do? Eventually, the cheresh will undo the knot. So even if it takes a very half a year to do that, that power is still there. And in half a year, the power will be unleashed. You're going to be chayef. Same with the boy. The boy is always a boy. So I don't know how long it'll take the cheresh to undo it, but whenever he gets to undoing the covering it, I was negligent. That the cheresh, if he manages to fan it now, mela. But it takes time for cheresh to do anything. The more he waits, it's more loose and more less. It's not called pshir. It's all called a pshir. The fact that I left a gacheles, which could eventually be found, but it won't. The more he leaves it, the more it gets colder. So I wasn't pushing. Says that's a you're giving over to cheresh as a reason to be chayiv. He left it with a cheresh, and cheresh is the one that's going to undo it. What are you going to say? I left it tied up well. It's true, he left it tied up well. If the cheresh wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't be a chayiv. You wouldn't get untied. But it's because you left it there with the Cheresh. The Cheresh will untie it. So you're a Bishel. Why back your Cheresh to your bottom? Because you've got Cheresh, the more you wait, you get cooler and cooler, so you're not going to be tired. But then at the end of the day, the Cheresh did fan it, something I didn't have to think about. Shmaikab Shantasis. Because Kiroi means you locked up properly. Now I'm making a locker, the Rashi has to agree with Tasis in that. course, can't be that there's some middle ground. You either knock out well or you didn't knock out well. The Mishnah said if you knock out an animal, a kuroi means shmir ru'u, and that's enough. You don't need to do more than that. And the Torah says you're part of the light. There's no way that Rashi should come along and tell me that should be chayim. The Mishnah said you're part of. So I'm understanding, and to say that Rashi means that you didn't cover up even that, you didn't even do that shmirah, like Torah said, not chayim. Of course, if you didn't do any shmirah, or a shmir that's tied up with straw, which is obviously nothing, you didn't do any shmir, of course you're going to be a chayv for that. Oh, chirush, even though chirush didn't, you didn't do any shmir. So my anocha is the Rashi agrees to taste. It's not like a ruvein. First day here, first argument. Not like a ruvein. The anocha is the Rashi agrees to taste. I found him when he did a shmir, he did a good shmir. So now we understand, we have to understand what is Rashi saying there. If he did a good shmir, why is he chayiv? In the end of the day, even though it's a chayiv that did it. See, there's a Rambam and Daf base on the base in the Rif. There was a shita who holds, there's no such thing as chilosif shir v'seva v'oynes by boy. There was a shita with the Balamoy. No such thing as chilosif, although we know chilosif shir v'seva v'oynes by other things, but boy, not. The Rambam brings a rabbi in our sugya. What's the pshat? So Ban says, pshat every, Avad, he did a good shmir, he has to do a good shmir. Nothing to talk about there. Show kosher means it was tied up well. But any tying up with any rope, eventually, he'll get frayed and dry and dried and snap. Eventually. And it's mutl on the owner to go and check. He did a good shmir, but eventually, he has to keep checking to see if it came rotten, to see if the rope frayed. So he should have done it, and he didn't. But that's not the reason why it snapped, because the mice wasn't frayed. It eventually does become frayed. So it already came to a stage, let's say it takes a year for the rope to get to a stage when it could fray. So for the first year, it doesn't need to check. But from a year on, you have to keep checking. So keep checking to see if it's free. He didn't check it. But you know what happened? It didn't snap. You know why it didn't snap? Because it was still good. But what did happen? The chirish on time. The heir. Why? Because you were b'sher. Why was he b'sher? Because he didn't check the rope. He should have checked the rope. He was negligent in his shmir. And the reason why he did get untied was because of anus. Because of the chirish. That's what the Rambam says. Chatting Ashi, he did a good shmir originally tied up properly. There was a shmir because he should have kept checking after some time. He kept checking to see if it's still good, and he didn't do that.
But
it was still good. He was b'sher and his shmir, but he should have checked to see if it was still good.
But
since he didn't do that, so if in the bench he damaged not because of him, but because of something else, he's still going to be a chayv.
But his checking and not checking is inconsequential because it's still good. It's
but
he's
mutter to guard it. But part of guarding is to check. That's part of his guarding.
Well, this is guarding also including making sure that they can. Sure. He put the question there.
But that doesn't matter. He knows the Chayyish Shaykh has gotten there, but so what? That he doesn't come to Rashi, Chayyish Shaykh has gotten is not a reason that he was negligent. That's no negligence putting him a Chayyish Shaykh has gotten there. It's despite the fact of a Chayyish Shaykh has gotten still going to be tight. The Pshir here is, he put a piece of wood there, which has on it sell by date 2024. He put it down 2000, so it was good for 4 years. He's now mutl to check this cover to see if it's still good. It only came 2025, and he didn't check it, but it's still good. Sell by date didn't mean it's already rotten. You can't sell it, but it's still good. And the reason why the animal fell in is not because of the negligence of the cover, but because another person came on and uncovered it. She's an oinus. It's a loss of sheer. So the oinus is going to be a chai.
So what happens if lightning hit the sheer?
Be chai.
He's in a status of lack of sheer.
Right.
Even though there's that actually, in fact, there's nothing wrong with the rope or the cord.
Because he was pesher in Ishmael.
Even though, but there's no consequence because of that.
It was. It was negligent. It is looking. And once you have a negligence, and even if there's a negligence, it's going to be a problem. That's the Rambam and Melchames then Chabbes Mitzvah. It's the chiddush in this class of pshiyim of oinus is normally we learn you have to have an oinus because of the pshiyim. Here, the oinus is not because of the pshiyim, right? Could be the Rambam hold you don't need to have it. In Rashi hold you don't need to have it. That's what the Rambam's masvil. You have a tchilos of pshiyim because it was negligent in this covering. Even though, in the end of the day, it wasn't because of that, you're going to be chayav. What needs us still to try and work out in Rashi is, why the met do you not have to think that the chayav is going to uncover it? What's the machlikas Rashi tastes? Rashi says, you know, it's normal for chayav to untie. Rashi holds? No, this is not. What's the machlikas? That's a sticking point in this. We have another from Rashi, which Ramban told us, and Shalom Rashi, that it was a good shmir, and he did a good shmir, but the shmir is only good for a certain amount of time. After that time, you're now begedet b'sheya, and if an oinus happens, to the cheresh doesn't, you're going to be chayav redeem, he also b'sheya would say the oinus. But Tosis says, no, the cheresh is other avin, the cheresh is the one that's the pshir, it's called the pshir. So if not from as the mahalach here, which Arichas, and that's Rashi holds, as much as you do a good shmira, I don't have to worry about things from outside. The only time I'm chayiv for my animals, if there's something wrong with my shmira. So I did a good shmira. There's a chayish that came from outside to undo it, I'm not going to be chayiv. As long as I did a good shmira, I'm not chayiv for any outside influences. That's just as Rashi. And Tosis is also, outside influence are also a chesaron in your shmira. That's a machlikas Rashi Tosis according to Ibn Nochum. Ibn Nochum is saying like this: if a person does a good shmir, he does a good shmir, and but there are ganovim, there are kids running around, that I'm not chayiv.
But our price says you handed it to the kid.
Yeah,
you're doing
right.
To stop.
So my shmir was a good shmir.
And you
the reason why it went not good, the reason why it damaged in the end, was not because of my shmir, because of some outside influence.
You see, outside influence. It's not that it was a cherish in the neighborhood. You assigned this cherish to watch over this one.
But it's the kid that opened up. The reason why the animal fell in was because of the outside influence. It's true, I told the kids to stand there. It's the kid that untied it. So if it's an outside influence, meaning it's not because of what I did the good cover. Everything I did was good. Then something else came and fiddled with the lock. Rashi holds your pocket.
Even though
we assigned
that.
Yeah. So, Nisikum, what we've had in today's shir. We love Rashi. Rashi told us he did a shmir ruah. We said Taisa said it can't be a shmir ruah. Because if you didn't do a shmir ruah, you didn't do a shmir. And the Gemara says clearly the choice is between doing a shmir, not doing a shmir. So, rather, he did a shmir. So, if he did the shmir, so what do you actually mean to say the shmir ruah? Right? Whenever can, how do you guard pits? How do you guard shvarim? It must be tied up with a good rope. So what does it mean, Bechav? So Tosis says, yeah, you did a good shmir, but the kid is going to undo it, and leaving a kid there is a reason to be chayiv. The kid undoes it, and it's something you have to take into account. You have to take into account kids undo things, and therefore you're chayiv. It's the kids that made it not a good shmir, and that's why you're chayiv. That's Tosis. Rashi doesn't know like that. So if he did do a good shmir, so why is he chayiv? Says the Ramban, you did a good shmir for a certain amount of time, but post that time, you have to keep checking, and you didn't keep checking. So therefore, it's called a bad shmir. You're now b'sheah. Now b'sheah. And if now, if you're b'sheah, and now a kid comes on and do it, it doesn't, you're going to be chayiv. So we're not on math, but a little bit Rashi holds, as long as you've done what you have to do, you don't need to be worried about outside influences. But once you haven't done what you're meant to do, so then you're chai for everything, even outside influences.
Even influences.
Oh, so just the mildness is that it doesn't matter about the fact that it's not machmas of shir. Right, we're not talking about this. According to Rashi, as long as you've done your, you've got your check, ticked off your box, you've done a good shmir, you're potter. If it happens because of some outside influence, you're potter. But what happens if I can't tick off my box? I can't tick it off. Can't check it. I haven't done a good shmir. I'm not checking out. I'm bishar. And then an outside influence comes, so then I'm going to be chayv. If it's something I could have thought of. And the fact that chayish will uncover it is something
you could think of. It is qualified by as long as something you could have thought. So lightning striking isn't something you could have thought.
So we were saying before, very good. We're saying the Ramban learns is because the Tchilos of Shir is Sefer Ba'inus. I asked you, but normally Tchilos of Shir is Sefer Ba'inus. The Ba'inus has to be done because of the Shir. It's not because of the Shir. You didn't check. What's that got to do with the Ba'inus happening? So the Ramban is, I think he's saying in the Ramban, there's a different shot. It's not talking about onus like lightning. Lightning would be potter. A kid playing with it is something like Rashi, like Jesus says, something to be expected. It's something to be expected. Kozaman, you've ticked off your shmira, you've done a good shmira, says Rashi. I don't care about what could be expected. I've done my shmira. Outside influences, I'm not chayav. But one, if I haven't done a good shmira, so it's still mutal on me to be shown in this pit, then I have to protect it even from outside influence.
So you even brought that up.
Because man, you patted yourself by doing good shmir, you don't have to care about outside influences.
Okay. So
if you haven't patted yourself, because you're still mutal in you, on who is it mutal to look after this boy? Me. Because I have to look after it. Then I'm chayv even for outside influence.
Yeah, but I think if you call the child or the flourish outside influence, he's one you brought him there. It's not that's an acute wandering.
It's not inherent within the thing.
No, but it's obviously one being predictable or expected because you brought him there.
It's not inherently within the. So if I guarded it well. The fact that kid will open up doesn't bother me. I'm ticked off. And the minute I haven't, it's not on me to guard it. It's the minute I'm going to be chayav. You look at the lashon of Rashi. Once we're back, and Rashi is
which
Rashi? Rashi says, "Ma'ami amim ba'ozbo." Rashi says, "My deliver cherish." Why would the Kherish find it? The Ramya Alei the Balga Cheles La Sukya Night. Ma'ami Amay Bozni, you see that, Rashi? My deliver Kherish, the Ramya Alei the Balga Cheles La Sukya Night. Rashi doesn't say it's not something anyone should think about. Rashi says it's not for the Balga Cheles to think about it. It's like Ramya, it doesn't say Loi Solika Night. What does Ramya mean? Mutl. Not placed on the Bal Gecheles, the onus to try and think maybe the Cherish will fan it. Saying it might not be an onus. Might not be an onus. But if I did a good shmir, then I don't have to care about it. Lo Ramya, it's not Mutl on me, I don't have to care about it. It's not placed on him. Yeah, the rabbi means a place. It means the onus of responsibility is not on the head of the Baal Gecheles to think that maybe the Cherish will fan it. So he wants to learn that maybe not even an onus. The fact that Gecheles, the Cherish will fan it. So anyway, that's what the signal. Let's be mistaken one more time. Machleik is Rashi Tosis. According to Rashi, giving the Cherish is not a reason to be chayiv. The only reason why you have a chayiv is because you didn't look after it well. Contentosis, it's the giving to the cherish is the reason why one is chayiv. Because you should have thought of it. Although you love that well, then keep on doing it. That's nothing. Oh, so very important. I think you have still got more to prepare. We have to get to Tonarabon on. And we've already seen these two tastes in. There's one more taste we have to see. Rabbi Yochanan. Kids, you have to get to Tanur Rabbanan. Once you got to Tanur Rabbanan with Rashi Taisus, then you can start from this Tanur Rabbanan, which takes you all the way to really the two dots quite far down on the next page. Okay?
Why does the Brisa use the term Esh, or I guess the Gemara? The very beginning of the Gemara, you see the Chayim of Shalim. My name of the Esh, why doesn't it say Gachalas, or why isn't it more clear?
Because it's real.
Because
it's the Esh.
Why doesn't it use it one way or the other, Shalhavas or
Gachalas? Maybe it's not saying the obvious as you can. So you show an Esh, those are the obvious as you can.
Oh,
Talas
is not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a form of the
edge.
It's
not really. It's a weakened edge.
It's a non dangerous
edge. It's a potential edge.
It's a potential edge. It could be found, right? Okay, very.